Today's daf is Vachim Daf Yud Dalet. And we are about 10 lines from the top of Daf Yud Dalet Amid Aleph, the two dots, Reb Shimon Machsher Behiloch. So the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amid Aleph expounded a little bit on the halachas of Lishma Bikachim, and it mentioned one of the important Shitas Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that if a Koyen would have a machshava shaloi lishma while he's doing the halacha, the carbon would be kosher. And the reason is because it's possible to do a carbon without halacha. Now, it's impossible for there to be a carbon without a shechita, kabbalah, and a zrika, but hakrovas carbon without hoylocha is something that's within the realm of possibility, and it's for that reason the hoylocha is not considered chashav enough that in the event that a kohen had a machshevas shaloi lishma b'shas hoylocha, the carbon should be possible. So just to appreciate Shitas Reb Shimon a little bit better, because it is the backdrop of the entire daf today. In order for a carbon to be kosher, there has to be Dalet Avodah Sadam, Shechita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika. All the other Avodahs that were done in relation to a carbon was extra credit. Shiori Mitzvah, Mitzvah Menam Ufcher. These are all synonyms of each other. In terms of what's critical, it's the Avodah that was done with the blood. The Shechita, the Kabbalah, the Hilacha, and the Zrika. Stating that, it is possible, technically, for there to have been a carbon that would be brought without there being a Hilacha. What is Hilacha? Hilacha is taking the dam and bringing it to the Mizbeach. What would be if the Shechita and the Kabbalah was done mamish next to the Mizbeach? So that now that the Kohen did the Kabbalah, he's within striking distance to be able to do the Zrika. He doesn't have to walk it anywhere. Technically, that would be okay. Says Reb Shimon, you know what that means? It means that Hilacha is somewhat expendable. It's not on the same level as Shechita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. Meaning, not all the Dalet Avodas Adam were created equally. Shechita, how could you have a carbon without Shechita? Kabbalah, can't have a carbon without Kabbalah. Zrika, that is the Ikar Avoida. Obviously, you can't bring a carbon without Zrika, but Hilacha is more of a logistics thing, pun intended. It's literally taking the blood from the Makam of the Shechita and Kabbalah and bringing it over to the Mizbeach. But Lu Yitzuyer, that wouldn't be necessary. Well, then you didn't need a Hilacha. Says Reb Shimon, and this is very important, that being that Hilacha is an Avodah that's expendable, it's for that reason, any time a Kohen would have a Machshava Shaloi Lishma B'Shas Hilacha, even when the Hilacha was critical, meaning even when it was something that was necessary, but being that you didn't need to do Hilacha, it's for that reason, the halacha is a machshava shaloi lishma b'shas halacha is not going to disqualify a carbon. So today's daf, again, is going to be a pirish, a commentary on the sheet of Reb Shimon, and it begins with a halacha from Reb Shimon ben Lakish, also known as Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara, I'm Reb Shimon ben Lakish. Reish Lakish said, Moida Reb Shimon b'hilachas chatois ha-pnimiyos she-machshava p'esal espahu. Reb Shimon is Moida that in the event that a kohen would have a machshava shaloi lishma while he was doing the halacha of one of the chatois hapnimiyos, there the halacha is the machshava would pasul. Meaning, we know machshava shloi lishma by a chatas pasuls, it would be poisel also when it comes to chatois hapnimiyos. And the reason is hoil v'avoida she'in yochel v'atla. Because halacha, when it comes to the chatois hapnimiyos, is not something that you're able to be mevatel. So first things first, what exactly are chatois hapnimiyos? So ruba de ruba of karbonos, his dam was spritzed on the mizbeach achitzai. That was the very big mizbeach that was in the chotzer, that was in the azara when there was a beis hamikdash. That's the mizbeach that had a ramp. That's where almost all of the zrikas were done. There was another mizbeach known as the mizbeach hapnimi. That mizbeach was very, very small. It didn't have a ramp. That mizbeach was inside the heichal. There were some zrikos that were done on that mizbeach. Namely, certain chatois. Now, what exactly the chatois apnimius were, that's in kamakoyme. But the point is, there were certain chatois where the dam was not spritzed on the mezbeach achitzoin, rather it was spritzed on the mezbeach hapnimi. Now, as it relates to shchita, all shchita was done in the Azara. The question is, was it betzofen, kachim gadoshim, shchitasim b'chol makim, afilu b'darim, that's kachim kalim. But the point is, shchita and kabbalah then was always done in the Azara, as opposed to Zrika, almost always was done in the Azara, on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, but there were some exceptions to the rule, the Chatois HaPnimiyos, where it was done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. By the way, the Zrikas that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi were also done on the Peroiches. Rashi quotes it right here, on Daf Yudal and Amadalf, which by the way, is a huge Yom Kippur theme, because on Yom Kippur, the Chatois were Chatois HaPnimiyos, and therefore there were Hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there were Hazois that were done on the Peroiches, and there were even Hazois that were done Lefnai VeLefnim, Bein HaBadim, on the urn itself. But the bottom line is, says Rosh Lakish, being that the whole premise of Shitas Rav Shimon of why a machshava shaloi lishma b'shas hilacha would not disqualify a carbon is because, like Rav Shimon explained in the Mishnah, it's possible to do hakrovas carbon without a hilacha. Well, that's only true if the carbon that's being brought dam is going to be spritzed on the mizbeach achitzayin. How is it possible to do it without hilacha? Do the shchita and kabbalah next to the mizbeach, and then you'll throw it on the mizbeach. But in the event that we're dealing with chatois apnimis, where the zrika has to be done on the mizbeach apnimi, well then you can't do the shchita and the kabbalah right next to the mizbeach, because the shchita has to be in the azar, which means the kabbalah is going to be in the zrika, and in the azara, the zrika is going to be done in the heichal. You're going to have to walk, you have no choice, the dam into the heichal to get it to the mizbeach hapnimi. Being that over there, the avoido is ein yochel avatla, it's not something that you could be mevatel. So therefore, Moedir Rav Shimon says, Reish Lakish, by loches chatois hapnimiyos, shemach shavo, by salaspo. In other words, if you understand the Tamar Rav Shimon, if you derish time at the Rav Shimon, right, that's a pun, because Rav Shimon is always derish timer. So if you derish time at the Rav Shimon, says Reish Lakish, you're going to appreciate the fact that there is a time that Rav Shimon would be moida, that it's possible to have a machshava shloi lishma when it comes to Yilach. But the Gemara asks a general kasha on Rav Shimon ben Lakish said. It says, I don't understand how Reish Lakish could possibly make this count. From Rav Shimon himself said, kol she'in almas be'ech achitzen kishlamim, in chayav and olam ichon pigol, that if Koyin was doing an avoida where the dam goes on the mizbeach hapnimi, not the mizbeach hachitzoin, and he has machsheves pigol. The halacha is in chayav and olam bishon pigol. It would not trigger the laws of pigol. Now, what would be the reason for this? The reason is because we saw this already. What is the makar to the laws of pigol? It's learned out from the carbon shlamim. The carbon shlamim was brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. It's only the chattas that was sometimes brought on the mizbeach hapnimi. But the carbon shlamim, like all carbonas, was brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. So Rav Shimon is a little dirish here, and Rav Shimon says that, oh, if the home card to the halacha pigol is the shlamim, and the shlamim was brought on the mizbeach hachitzon, the only time there's ever going to be a halacha of machsheves pigol is if it's a zak carbon that's being brought on the mizbeach hachitzon. If it's brought on the mizbeach hapnimi, not. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The Gemara's kasha is that if Rav Shimon holds that there's no pigol when it comes to the mizbeach hapnimi, then hu adin, there should be no machsheva shaloi lishma when it comes to the mizbeach hapnimi either. So how could Reish Lakish say moide Rav Shimon bohi lochas chatois hapnimiyos shemachshavas paiselis po? You know, Rav Shimon's shita is when it comes to the chatois hapnimiyos, forget about oilocha. Even shchita kabbalah zricha, which are avoidas that you can never be mevatel, even then there's not going to be alocha machsheva shaloi, because there's no machsheves pigol, and the machsha holds if there's no machsheves pigol, so too there should be no machsheves shaloi lishma. But the Gemara is doichet. The Gemara says, "I'm Rav Yitzchak Chanin. Rav Yitzchak Chanin said, Moida haya lifsoil mikal v'chaymer." That as much as it's true that Rav Shimon holds that ein chayav and all of yishum pigol when it comes to the chatois napnimius, but at the same time, Rav Shimon's moida as it relates to the psul of a machsheves pigol, that the psul is going to be there. Just to explain the words, Rabbi Yisrael Pchanini is going to talk a little bit, but just to hit the pause button for 1 second. Says Rabbi Yisrael Pchanini, you have to be medayek l'shoyne yazov of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon said, kol she'inei al mizbeach achitzon kishlomen ein chayoven olam ishom pigol. What does it mean, ein chayoven olav? Chayoven? Chiyuv? We're dealing with Chiyuvim. We're dealing with Kachim Pasul. We're learning Kachim now. Why are we talking about Chiyuvim? You learn Yerideya. You learn other sugyas. You talk about Chiyuvim. Why are we handling Chiyuvim, right? That's the wrong word when you're learning Kachim. You want to know Kachim or the Pasul. Chiyuvim, thus is Bahadi Kafshir Rachman Alamali. Right? What we're handling over here is whether it's Kachim or Pasul. There it is, because Pigel, we know, in addition to the fact that the Machshav of a Pigel disqualifies a carbon, but if somebody eats from the Basar of a carbon that had a Machshav as Pigel, the Torah says he's going to be Chayiv Karas. So said Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, when Rabbi Shimon excluded the Mizbech HaPnimi from the walls of Pigel, he only meant it with regards to the Chiyuv Karas. But as it relates to the underlying Psul Vir already, it is going to be included. And had it Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, know that Rabbi Shimon holds that, Mikal V'chaymer, because he based it on a Pashto Kal V'chaymer. Mach Shaloi L'shma, and Madach, a Mach Shalva Shaloi L'shma, Shahuch Shu B'shlamim, where if a Kayim would have a Mach Shalva Shaloi L'shma when he's bringing a carbon Shlamim, that Lach is the carbon would be Kasha. But that's not the point. The carbon itself is going to be a kasha. It's still a place of the chatos, but a machshava shalei l'shma. Despite the fact that it's kasha by a shlamim, it's possible by a carbon chatos. So chutz l'zmane, machshava is pigel, she place of the shlamim, which is possible by a shlamim, in addition to yivsel be chatos. So certainly it would be possible when it comes to a chatos as well. So based on a Kal V'chaymer, said Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Chanin, it has to be that Rabbi Shimon's going to be Moida, that inasmuch as there's no Chiyuv Pigel when it comes to the Chatois HaPnimius, Chiyuv Pigel, in terms of Karis, but as far as the Psul Chutz L'Zmane that you're going to have, and now he knows that, he knows a Kal V'chaymer from Shaloi L'Shma. Because Shaloi L'Shma is Kasha by a Shlomim, it's possible by a Chatas. And when we say it's possible by a Chatas, it means even Chatois HaPnimius. So certainly, Chutz L'Zmane, which is possible by a Shlomim, would have to be possible by Chatois HaPnimius as well. But either way, what's the teretz to the Gemara's kasha on Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish said, "Moed Reb Shemin by Haylachat Chatois HaPnimius, because it's an avoidish in Yachal Vatla." Freak the Gemara, "Moed Reb Shemin by Haylachat Chatois HaPnimius." Reb Shemin's sheet we know is that there's no pigle when it comes to Chatois HaPnimius. Why not? Because it's not Dumi the Shlomim that was brought in the Mizbeach Achitzan. So forget about the Haylacha. You wouldn't even have a Machshav Shloi Lishma when it comes to the other avoidis as well. The teretz is, there's a chilek between what Reb Shimon meant when he said, Kol she'ine al mizbeach achitzan kishlomim ein chayav anol mishum pigel, and what Reish Lakish is talking about, which is a machshava shaloi l'shma. Reb Shimon holds ein chayav anol mishum pigel, as it relates to the chiyav pigel, that you're not going to have. But even by pigel, there's going to be the psul and the machshava. And if that's the case, when it comes to shaloi l'shma, you're going to have the psul machshava as well. In short, bekitzer, what is the teretz? The teretz, since it's true, the siddah, shitas Reb Shimon, but it's only with regards to the chiyav karis, as it relates to the machshava. By and now he does a passel by Ulchatois. Even when it comes to Chutz L'Zmanei, it's going to passel as well. Now there's a very obvious pshat kasha in this Gemara that Rashi bamerics. He doesn't ask it v'mtoim Rav Yishlemer, because Rashi almost never asks a kasha v'mtoim Rav Yishlemer. If this was a Toisfes, it would be a v'mtoim and then like a v'nir l'ri. But Rashi says it b'lishoni azov, the way Rashi says everything. And that is, that really in short, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara's teretz is that there's a chilek between the halacha of Reb Shimon of in chayoven al mishum pigel and a machsheva shaloi l'shma. Machsheva shaloi l'shma is going to be possible even by chatois apnimis. There's not going to be a chiyuv pigel when it comes to chatois apnimis. Why didn't the Gemara just say that? The Gemara should have just said that. You ask me a kasha from in chayoven al mishum pigel to machsheva shaloi l'shma? Just say that. What did the Gemara say? It said something similar. It said that Moed Reb Shimon by a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi, that it's going to be possible. I mean, that's very nice when you're learning the sugyas of pigel, and if you want to really have a full, comprehensive study of Shitas Reb Shimon, it's good to know that Reb Shimon holds that there is a machsheves chutz l'zmanoi as it relates to passeling the carbon, even by chatois apnimius. But that's not what we need. What we need is that there's a chilek between the halach of Reb Shimon by pigel and shaloi l'shma. He said it by pigel. He didn't say it by shaloi l'shma. Now, if the kasha doesn't bother you, let's ask it a drop better. How does the Gemara know that Moed Reb Shimon, that the machshava is going to pass by chutz l'zmanei? It knows that kal v'chaymer from shaloi l'shma. That means you somehow know that the machshava shaloi l'shma passes by chatois apnimius. Because if you didn't know that, then you don't have the kal v'chaymer to just make the chilek in pigel gufa between the chi of pigel and the machshava shloi l'shma. So somehow you know that. So if you know that, then what are you even asking? Then that should be the answer. Right? It's a pashut kasha. In other words, the Gemara's teretz really is that, yeah, Reb Shimon said, in chayavan al mishum pigul, what does that have to do with shalai lishma? Gradi, even in pigul gufa, it happens to be that Reb Shimon would be moida when it comes to the machshav apiselus. And then certainly it's not a kasha, because if Reb Shimon's moida by the machshav apiselus by pigul, certainly mechatesi he would not be moida when it comes to the machshav of shalai lishma. But the point is shalai lishma. The point is not machshav as pigul. And being that we only know machshav as pigul from shalai lishma, says if we know already that Reb Shimon's moida by shalai lishma, so if you knew Reb Shimon's moida by shalai lishma, then why are you humoring us? So just say that moida Reb Shimon when it comes to a machshav of shalai lishma has no shaykhs to pigul. So Rashi, the Gemara could have said that, but the Gemara just wants to really work through Shitas Reb Shimon because today's the day to do it. Zvachim Yudalit, and it's for that reason, Zok the Gemara, that you should know that not only is there a chilik between Reb Shimon's halacha regarding pigul in chayav and olav and a machshavah shloi lishma, which is like pashit, because for sure Reb Shimon is moida when it comes to shloi lishma. But once Reb Shimon's moida by shloi lishma, even in machshavah pigul gufa, you can have the concept of a machshavah hapoiselus. But either way, going along the theme of the Gemara, we're trying to fully understand Shitas Reb Shimon as it relates to chatoyis hapnimius. Says the Gemara, ashkech and chutz lizman, chutz mkayim minal. What would be Shitas Reb Shimon as it relates to machshavah of chutz? Would chutz l'mkayme be a problem when it comes to chatoyis apnimis, or would it not be a problem when it comes to chatoyis apnimis? In other words, we're saying that a machshavah shloi l'shma by chatoyis apnimis for sure Reb Shimon holds off. As it relates to machshavas chutz l'zmano, even though in chayavin olav, but at the same time the machshava is going to disqualify the carbon. What about a machshava of chutz l'mkaymai? So chutz l'mkaymai is like the stepbrother of chutz l'zmano, right? It's me'inyan le'inyan bo'isinyan. It's not a schamor because there's no Isser Karis, if somebody eats the basr from a carbon that had a machshavas chutz l'mkaymai. But the question is, what would be the halacha? So the Gemara says, let's see if we can figure it out, right? Meaning, at this point, we have two good pieces of objective information that maybe we can learn from. We can learn chutz l'mkaymai maybe from chutz l'zmanai, which we learned kal v'chaymer from shalai l'shma, or we can learn chutz l'mkaymai directly from shalai l'shma. So the Gemara says, lam mezen, imi chutz l'zmanai, you're going to tell me, let's learn from chutz l'zmanai. I'll tell you, malu chutz l'zmanai, shekein karis, right? Chutz l'zmanai in the world of Mamatzinu is way more chamer than chutz l'mkaymai, because you have an issur karis. And imi shalai l'shma, you tell me you learn it from shalai l'shma. There's no karis by shalai l'shma. All shalai l'shma is a good old fashioned machshav apisalus, which is what chutz l'mkaymai is. So moedir Reb Shimon, when it comes to shalai l'shma, then l'churu it makes sense that moedir Reb Shimon also when it comes to a machshava of chutz l'mkaymai. And by the way, it's not just that you can learn chutz l'mkaymai from shalai l'shma. L'chura, the Gemara means say the same kal v'chomer that we said to prove that moed Reb Shimon b'chutz l'zmanoi that it's going to be possible. What was the kal v'chomer? Ma chutz l'zmanoi u'ma shalei l'shma, which is kasha b'shlamim, is possible by chatoyis apnimiyos. Chutz l'zmanoi, which is possible b'shlamim, certainly should be possible when it comes to chatoyis apnimiyos. Well, chutz l'mkaymai, you can make the identical kal v'chomer. Ma shalei l'shma, which is kasha b'shlamim, is possible by chatoyis apnimiyos. So chutz l'mkaymai, which is possible b'shlamim, right? Certainly it should be possible when it comes to chatoyis apnimiyos. So when the Gemara says imi chutz l'zmanoi, it means mamotzino. When the Gemara says imi shalei l'shma, what it means is kal v'chomer. No, says it Rashi. Dibra maschel imi shaloi l'shmoi ube kal v'chomer kidaleil. It's not even a new kal v'chomer. It's the identical kal v'chomer. But the Gemara says there's a percha. There's a percha you have in the kal v'chomer of learning chutz l'mkaymai from shaloi l'shmoi that we didn't have when we learned chutz l'zmanoi from shaloi l'shmoi. How so? Because imi shaloi l'shmoi shekein noyeg bebama. When it comes to shaloi l'shma, there's actually a chumra over chutz l'mkaymai, and that is a carbon that was brought on a bama, right? So today's not the day to give the background for bamas, but when karbanas were brought on bamas, those karbanas were also regulated by a whole set of laws. Not the same laws as the laws that we're learning right now, that discussed primarily in Paraschatas, the very end of the Masechta. It's a long Mishnah that goes through all the differences between a Bama and a Mizbeach. But the bottom line is, there were many different karbanas, many different halachas. One of the halachas were that a machshava shloi l'shma would create a problem. You can't have a machshava shloi l'shma if you're bringing a carbon on a Bama, just like you can't have a machshava shloi l'shma if you're bringing a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash on the Mizbeach. As it relates to chutz l'mkaymai, there's no mustig of chutz l'mkaymai when it comes to a Bama. And the reason is, says the Hilgi Rashi, it's the first wide line, because kol habika mekoymai ad soifa oilon. Because when there was a heter bonus, you were able to eat and bring karbonis and do zrikis and aktars wherever you wanted, right? There was no mokim. So being that there was no mokim, so it comes out there's actually a chumr in a machshava shaloi lishma that you have, that you don't have by a machshava chutzim kaimish. Shaloi lishma, you have a concept of even it applying by a bummer when it comes to chutzim kaimina. So stein is the gemara that what would be the halacha regarding chutzim kami? To learn it straight up from chutzlizmane is definitely more chomer because you have chavis. To learn it from shloi lishma with the same kavl chomer that you learn chutzlizmane, no. Chutzlizmane, you were able to learn with a kavl chomer, but you can't learn chutzim kami with a kavl chomer. Because as relates to chutzim kami, there's a pircha that you could ask, ma shloi lishma is noig babama, as opposed to chutzim kami na. Now, when it came to chutzlizmane, there wasn't a kasha. You know why? Because there was a concept of zman, even when it was by bars. Mokim, there's no concept of, but zman, there is a concept of. So it's for that reason, tainas the Gemara, what would be the halacha regarding chutzim koimai? And the Gemara says two terutzim. The first teretz is, even though it doesn't look like this next word is a beginning of a teretz, it looks like it's a continuation of whatever we've been saying, but the way you have to read this is a teretz. Look at Rashi. Rashi adds the word umeshane. Rashi's helping us out here. So umeshane, the Gemara is answering shaloi lishma, but my noyeg, when do you taka have this halacha that shaloi lishma is pasal by a bama? Well, when do you have a halacha that shaloi lishma is ever pasul? It's be Pesach v'chatas, right? Those are the only times that you find it. Well, guess what? Pesach v'chatas, bebama le'karvo, you weren't able to bring a Pesach and a chatas there anyways. So as much as it's true there's a concept of shaloi lishma when it comes to a bama, as much as that is in fact the case, but at the same time, you weren't able to bring a Pesach and a chatas, so a machshava shaloi lishma would never pasul. If it would never pasul, you can't tell me there's a chumrah, there's a time where shaloi lishma is going to pasul, where chutzim kaimah is not going to pasul. When is that? It's on a bama, because the only time shaloi lishma pasuls anyways is by a Pesach and a chatas, and there's no such thing as a Pesach and a chatas being brought on a bama. Now, the truth is, when in the world of bamas, there were two types of bamas. There was no what known as a bamas yachid and a bamas sibra. Bamas yachid was a bama that you could have in your backyard, as opposed to a bamas sibra that was a more public bama, right? Avraham Avinu builds mizbeches in the beginning and Lech Lecha and Vayera. So these seem like they're public mizbeches, right? These are bamas gedolos. These are bamas sibur. These are bamas that you were able to use as long as you were a member of the tzibur. This that a Pesach and a Chatos couldn't be brought on a bama, that's true for a bama siyachet. On a bama tzibur, there was a musig of a Pesach and a Chatos being brought. Avivel, there's a halach of shaloi lishma when it comes to a bama, so you would think, at the very least, by a bama tzibur, there's an idea of a Pesach and a Chatos being possible. If that's the case, you vait to have a chumrah in shaloi lishma over chutzim kaimai, not by a bama siyachet, where you can't bring a Pesach and a Chatos, so the whole point is moot, but rather by a bama tzibur, where you could bring a Pesach and a Chatos. The teretz is, when it came to Obama Sibur, there was an idea of Chutzim Kaimai also. Because the Obama Sibur had Mechitzas. And being that there were Mechitzas, so there you had Chutzim Kaimai. The whole taina of the Pircha was Bamas Yachid with the Shaloi Lishma, but there's no Chutzim Kaimai. It's true the Shaloi Lishma, but you don't have a Shaloi Lishma that's pasul, because the only time Shaloi Lishma is pasul is by a Pesach and a Chatas. You can't bring a Pesach and a Chatas in a Bamas Yachid. The only time there's an idea of a Shaloi Lishma that's pasul is by a Bamas Sibur. By Bamas Sibur, there is a Chutzim Kaimai. But the bottom line is, Mashani, the first teretz of the Gemara is that Chutzim Kaimai is going to be pasul, just like Chutzim Kaimai is pasul, just like Machshavah Shaloi Lishma is pasul. How do you know it? I know it from Shaloi Lishma. Shaloi Lishma has a chumer that you find it even by a Bama. It's not really true, because machshav shloi lishma by a bama, the bamas yochid that you would want to learn it from, is not really a true statement. And the reason is because a pesach and a chatas couldn't be brought on a bamas yochid. Ibai Zayim the Gemara says it could be really shloi lishma chutzim koim is going to be learned out from chutzlizmane. What was the kasha? Chutzim koim you can learn from chutzlizmane. Malu chutzlizmane, it has a chumra. The chumra is at this chorus. Says the Gemara hakeshu, but there's a hekesh that compares these two things, which is stam a theme in the sugyas that we're going to learn. Chutzlizmane, chutzim koim are very much related to each other. They even hukash lahadadi. What's the hekesh? It says shlishi in the then it says pigul zechut some koimai. The two are together, and once the two are together, it's a grashi emeshiv and alahekesh. So you can have kashas from today till tomorrow. These are not kashas you're going to be able to ask. Either way, this concludes the first part of today's daf. So what's the first part of today's daf? Reb Shimon machshav hiloch. Why? Because hiloch is expendable. Said Reish Lakish. Well, if the whole reason Reb Shimon's machshav hiloch is because it's expendable, then moed Reb Shimon when it comes to the chatoisa pnimiyos, because over there it's really not bendable. Tainis the Gemara Moedir Reb Shimon Haylocha Chatois Apnimius. Typically, Reb Shimon Shita is there's no chiyav pigle when it comes to the Chatois Pnimi. Why is there no chiyav pigle? Because of the fact that the Makar to pigle is from the Shlomim, which was brought in the Mizbech Achitzin, and the Maksha holds that if there's no pigle, then who then there's no Machshavah Shloi Lishma? What's the short answer? The Gemara gave a longer answer, but what's the short answer? It's true, there's no pigle, but when we say there's no pigle, it means there's no chiyav karis of pigle. But as relates to the Machshavah Shloi Lishma pigle that you would have, the machshava of shaloi lishma that you would have, even the machshava's chutzim koyma, you would have all the machshava's ha-poisleis avada you would have by the chatois na-pnimis, and therefore, as relates to Reb Shimon's halacha of in chayav and olav mishum pigol, it's completely not no okay. Zok the gemara vayta amar rava more about the halachas of Reb Shimon. Imtim soleim Reb Shimon sabal kabrei. If you're going to tell me that Reb Shimon holds like his son, so who's Reb Shimon's son? Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. So if you're going to tell me that Reb Shimon holds like his son, Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, the amar holds bein ulam of the mizbeach. Tzafoin, that the area between the ulam and the mizbeach was considered tzafoin. Then in machshava my eles bahilachas chaptois hapnimiyos elami pesach ulam velufnim. Then the only time what Rish Lakish said is going to be true again. What Rish Lakish say? Rish Lakish said moed Reb Shimon by the chaptois hapnimiyos. The only time it's going to be true is if the machshava was had during the halacha from the pesach ulam into the Hechel. But if it would happen anywhere in the Azara, then not. So again, we need a little bit of background for this. Like, we need background really for every single line here in the beginning of Zvachim. And that is, we know Kachik Kedashim Shechitasim B'Tzafin. But there was a big Machalik Tanam, what the definition of Tzafin is. Somehow Tzafin means, literally, to the north of the Mizbech. So you have to be, like the Torah says, on the Yerech of the Mizbech. So you have to be adjacent, parallel to where the Mizbech was, on the Tzafin side of the Azara. That's where you could do the Shechita. Let's say you go to the northern part of the Mizbeach, but you work your way towards Ma'irif. So you're not mamish parallel to the Mizbeach, right? You're tzfoinis, but maravis, right? Maravis means towards the Heichal, towards the Kodesh HaKadosh. So you're maravis. That area, is that considered tzafin or is that not considered tzafin? It was a big machlokes tana. What are the arguments? On the one hand, it's to the north. On the other hand, it's also not al Yerech HaMizbeach. It's not mamish adjacent. Shitas Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is that the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam is considered tzafin. Now, one other piece of background. What was the Ulam? So the Ulam was like the corridor, right? The Ulam was part of the Heichal. It was the area that led into the Heichal. So when you think of the Heichal, that's the actual binyan, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. It was made up of three parts. The first part was the Ulam. That's like the corridor that leads into the Heichal. Then you enter the Heichal. In the Heichal, you have the Menorah, you have the Shulchan, you have the Mizbeach that's inside. And then on the other side, Me'achiri Apargo, that's Lefnai V'Lefnim. That's when you had the Kodesh HaKadosh. The Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Beis HaBchira, B'Lashoni Azov, where he lays out just a high-level understanding of the Makom HaMikdash. So the Rambam says that the Beis HaMikdash, whether it's going to be the Mishkan, whether it's going to be in Gilgal or in Shiloh or in Noiv or in Givayim, or it's going to be on Har HaMoriah, wherever exactly it's going to be, it always had to be made up of a structure that was made up of three components. One is the Heichal, the other is the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the other one is the Ulam, right? It always has to be made up of three parts. And then the Rambam says there has to be a Chatzah surrounding it, and that Chatzah has to be surrounded by Mechitzas, right? The Rambam lays it out like no one could. But the bottom line is the actual structure was made up of an Ulam that entered into the Heichal, which then entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So again, we're discussing the area that's between the Mizbeach and the Ulam. Is that considered tzafin? Is it not considered tzafin? Rav Elazar Reb Shimon Shita is that it is considered tzafin. So says Rava, according to Rav Elazar Reb Shimon, and Imtim Tzolim Reb Shimon Tzavah the Kabrei, right? It makes sense. We know the sons, we always assume, held like their father, which almost by definition means we assume that the father's held like the son. Right? Not because Reb Shimon holds like his son, but if Reb Shimon's son said it, probably it's saying what he heard from his father, right? It's six of one, half a dozen of another. But the bottom line is, in Tim Salim, if we're going to assume that Reb Shimon is Shitas Reb Elazar Reb Shimon, that the area of Bein Ulam and Mizbeach is going to be considered tzafin, well then, says Rava, even Aliba de Reish Lakish, Eimach Shavim Yalas by Lachis Chatois HaPnimiyas, in the entire Azari area, it's only when you enter the Pesach Ulam and you make your way towards the Heichal, that's where it's going to be negated. What's the reason? Because the whole premise of Reish Lakish, a moider Rav Shimon Chatoyis Apnimius, is because it's an avoida shein yachal avatol. Why is it an avoida shein yachal avatol? Because you have to do the shechit and dazar, and I have to do this week in the heichal. So it's impossible to make this work. 1 + 1 requires a hoylacha. Well, if I could do the hoylacha mamish liad Pesach ha'ulam, because that whole area is considered Tzofin, well then, the area of the Azara, anywhere in the Azara that I'm going to do the Hoylacha, is a Hoylacha that I didn't need. That's an Avoida that it's Efsher without. And it's for that reason, the Machshava is not going to be Paisal, it's Hodr Dino, Shitas Reb Shimon. So where would it be again? Rav is not arguing with Reish Lakish, he's agreeing with Reish Lakish, he's just qualifying it a little bit. He's just telling you, you have to read the fine print, as much as Reish Lakish said what he said. But it's only Negeya, the Chelek of the Hoylacha, that you can't live without. That will be, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, only from the Pesach Ha'ulam walking your way into the Eichel, till you get to the Mizbech. But anything outside of that, it's not going to be again. He continued, did Rabbi said, so if you're going to tell me something like Rabbi Yehuda, if you can tell me Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, who said, Toich Azara, Mikadesh, Ein Machshav Amay Eles, Bahiloch HaSiluk Bazichin, Elami Pesach Eichel V'lochatz. So, what exactly is the Siluk Bazichin? So for this we need another tiny little bit of an introduction. So we're familiar with the Shulchan, right? Which had the Lechem Aponim on it. The purpose of the Lechem Aponim was to be eaten every Shabbos Kodesh, Yid Beis Chalas, with the Kayanim. The Mishmar HaNichnas, the Mishmar HaYotze, they used to divide the Lechem Aponim. In order to eat the Lechem Aponim, there was an Avoida that had to be done. That Avoida was taking the Shnei Bezichei Levoina that were on the Shulchan, and being makter them on the Mizbeach Achitza. When the Akhtara of the Bezicha Levoina happened, that was matter, the Lechem Aponim, to be eaten by the Kehanim. Rashi explains a very long this year in the Gemara. Rashi says that the Haktaras Shnei Bezicha Levoina with the Lechem Aponim, what the Zrikas Adam was to the Basar of a carbon. Just like a Kohen was not allowed to eat from the Basar of the carbon until there was a Zrika done with the Dam, so too the Kohen was not allowed to eat from the Lechem Aponim unless there was a Haktara done with the Bezicha Levoina. Being that the Haktaras Bezicha Levoina is considered a matter of the Lechem Aponim, we're saying it's like Zrikas Adam, all the Machshavis HaPoislois would be Negeya by the Bezicha Levoina as well. So for example, if there was a Haktaras Bezicha Levoina that was done with a Machshavis Pigo, this would be a problem, and it would disqualify the carb. Now, at first glance, you would assume that the Hoylacha of the Bezicha Levoina, whether or not you can have a machshava peiseles or not, is really totally in whether or not you can have a machshava peiseles when it comes to the halacha of Dan. What's the first marim makim? It's the machloikas, Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, right? That's for sure what you would assume. Now, the halacha of the bezicha levoina, is that something you can live without, or is that something you absolutely cannot live without? You can't live without it, because where were the bezicha levoina? On the shulchan. Where was the shulchan? It was in the Heichel. Where's the Akhtar being done? It's being done in the Mizbech Achitza. Right, it's the opposite. It's 180 degrees. It's the inverse of the Dam of the Chatois HaPnimius, where the Shechit and the Kabbalah is being done in the Azara, but the Zrika is being done in the Heichel. Over here, it's the opposite. You're taking it, the proverbial Shechit the Kabbalah is being done in the Shulchan, which is in the Heichel, and now you have to walk it outside, you have to walk it to the Mizbech Achitza to go ahead and do the Haktar. So it says Rav, that at first glance, you would say that for sure, even Aliba de Reb Shimon, there would be a halacha of a machshava piselis b'shas tohi locha of the Bezicha Levoina. Stating that, let's try to figure it out in a more nuanced way. What part of the halacha yet? What part of the halacha not? Because again, the basic premise of Shitas Reb Shimon is going to apply to the Bezicha Levoina, just like it applies to the Da. So it says, Rava talking, that in Timtzalay Menachem, Sovat like Rabbi Yehuda, that Reb Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, the Omar who said, Toich Azara Mekadesh, that the Toich of Azara is Mekadesh. What does this mean? So again, this Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is featured prominently later in the Masechta. For Reb Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that if a Kohen wanted to do the Haktara, any type of Haktara, on the Ritzpas Azara, it was something you'd be allowed to do. There was a historical precedent for that, and that was Shlomo HaMelech, Elef Oilois, when all those Karbanos were brought, so there was no room on the Mizbech, and they started doing Haktara on the Ritzpas Azara. And Rabbi Yehuda said, this is a binyanav, that the Ritzpas Azara has Kedushas Azara, has Kedushas HaMizbech, and it's for that reason, if you want to go ahead and you want to be marked on it, that's something you'd be allowed to. So if Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Toich Azara is Mekadesh, then in Machshava Mayelas, Bahilochas siluk bezichin, then the only time you could have a machshava hapeiselas during the halacha of the siluk bezichin is mi pesach hechel v'luchotz. It's from the pesach hechel until you get outside. But the minute you get outside, at that point, any halacha you do afterwards is superfluous. It's not something that you need. You can live without. Because technically, you just bumped into the mizbech. Ah, you didn't, but the ritz besides are eskushas mizbech. So you can go ahead and do it. So any halacha beyond that is going to be not necessary. Therefore, the halacha is not going to pass. Now, Rashi speaks at one important point that really everybody should get. And that is that in Tim Soloy, Masavah the Krabi, Huda Dhamma Tech Hazar Makadish, Imachshav Melas Belach Bazikin, Ella, Mi Pesach Echel. Ulachas Pesach Echel. Not Pesach Echel, it's from where the Shulchan was. Right, we know the Shulchan is in a very specific place, right? Where's the Shulchan? So, Haroitz Lahasher Yatzvin, right? We know it's on the top inside of the Echel, but it has a very, very specific place. Kimavur in the Torah, and Parshas Truma, right? It's frask-worthy to say you could just put the Shulchan anywhere you want. Shulchan has to be in a very, very specific place. So the Gemara says, Mi Pesach Echel, it's from the Makom HaShulchan. So Rashi, you see for me that really, as much as the Shulchan had a place, you could put it wherever you want. So if you wanted to put the Shulchan or the Bezichei Levoina by the Pesach Hechel, that's something you could do. So the Halacha from the Makom HaShulchan to the Pesach Hechel is definitely something you don't need. And even once you exit the Ulam, the Ritz Pesach Zahar, according to Rav Yehuda's Mekadesh, that's also not something that you would need. So as much as it's true that there could be a Machshava Pesach according to Rav Shimon when it comes to Halacha, but if Savala Karev Yehuda, it's only going to be Negeya from the Pesach of the Hechel to the exit of the Ulam. Ravi continued. If you're going to tell me, the Rav Shimon also holds that the Kedusha of the Hechel and the Kedusha of the Ulam is Chadeh, which is also a Shita later in the Masechta. There were those that held that anything you could do in the Hechel, you could do in the Ulam. So if you wanted the Shulchan to be in the Ulam, technically you could. You want the Menorah to be the technically you could. Well, if that's the case, then it's only going to be from the Pesach of the Ulam. Again, we're assuming that you hold that the Ritzpah Sa'azor as Kedushas Mizbeach. And we're also assuming now that you hold that the Ulam has the same Kedusha as the Hechel. So you could put the Shulchan, Mamish, all the way at the entranceway of the Ulam. And you could do the Akhtar the minute you walk out of the Ulam. So the whole Machshav is going to be Negeya from the Pesach Ulam V'luchot. If you're going to tell me that the actual Toich of the Pesach, so the Pesach of the Ulam was very, very thick. Rashi says it was Hey Amos. This is a Koloimar Rashi. Koloimar, the thickness of the Pesach, which was 5 Amos thick. If you're going to tell me that the Toich HaPesach is Kilifnim, it also has Kedusha like the Ulam. This is also a shayla. Is the toich of the ulam, if you hold that kedushas ulam and kedushas hechel chada also on that level of kedusha, or maybe the toich of the pesach, that's already going to be different. Well, if you hold that the toich of pesach is kilufnim, the imach shavu meyalas afilu psia achas elu bechtei hoishat as yaday. Well, then it's not going to be negeya at all, right? Even one psia, it's technically not going to be shayach too. The only way it would be possible to have a machshava b'tzelas by ilacha is while you're doing the hoishat as yad. But if you had to take one step, that's one step more than you had to take. The reason is because I could do the siluk bezichin mamish inside the entranceway, mamish by the mezuzah. I could do it literally right there. And then I could do the haktara right when I go out. So if I took one step, it's one step more than I needed to take. And it's for that reason it wouldn't be shach. So where would it be shach halacha? By shnat haziyadai. Mar continues. Imtim tzoloima, savar halacha shaloi beregel, loishma halacha. And if you're going to tell me that Rav Shimon Shita is that halacha shaloi beregel is not considered halacha, which by the way is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf, but if you hold that halacha shaloi beregel is not considered halacha, so again, you hold that the ritz basazar as kedushas hamizbeach, and you hold that the ulam has the same kedusha as the hechel, and the toich of the pesach of the ulam has the same kedusha as the hechel, and you hold the halacha shaloi beregel is loishma halacha, well then it's impossible for there to be halacha that you would absolutely need to do. Now, if you grada kept the shulchan where it's supposed to be, and you decided to do the haktara where you're supposed to do it on the mizbech, you ended up walking, I don't know, a long time, right? You got a little exercise. You takadid a halacha, but you didn't have to. That's the whole point. And in Reb Shimon, the only time the machshava passes by halacha is when it's critical, when you can't live without it. If we make all these assumptions, imtim tzolemer, imtim tzolemer, imtim tzolemer, then there's actually going to be a hechatimtza where, according to Reb Shimon, it would be impossible to have a machshava apiselas b'shas the halacha of the bezicha levayim. So it's interesting. At first glance, we assume that halacha for bezichei levoina is the inverse of halachas hadam by the chatois apnimius. Rava
came up with this whole, you know, gishmak intim tzuleima, to show that it's not necessarily true. It's inevitable that there would have to be some form of halacha when it comes to the dam of the chatayis apnimis. What's not inevitable is that it would be all the way from the mizbeach to Mizbeach, right? Lav Dav gets from Mizbeach to Mizbeach, because it really depends on the definition of Tzofen. If you hold Ben Ulam Mizbeach is Tzofen, then it would only be from the Pesach Ulam. But Epis Vos, you would have to move it. But as it relates to the Bezich HaLevoina, that's not something that's Muchach, and it is possible that the Sheet of Reb Shimon that's mentioned in the Mishnah, Yud Gimel Amar Aleph, would be applicable to the Bezich HaLevoina as well, moving along. All with the backdrop of Shitas Rav Shimon. Amalei Abaye Lamoid Rav Chizda. Abaye told the Meturgamon, the speaker of Rav Chizda, by name Rav Chizda, ask Rav Chizda the following question. What is the halacha with regards to halacha being done with a zar? Could a zar do halacha, or could a zar not do halacha? Amalei, so he told him, Kshera. This is where Chizda said. He said, it's kasha. Halacha is kshera bazar. Umikra misayeni. He said, I have a pasuk that supports this. This is a pasuk in Divrei Hayom in Beis, Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph. The pasuk says as follows. Vayishchatu ha-pasach. Vayizriku ha-koyhanim miyodam v'alevim nafshitim. So what's the makar from this pasuk? So Rashi explains. Vayishchatu ha-pasach. Everybody knows. Shchita kshera bazar. You know everybody knows it? Because it's a gemara. You know what the gemara is? Anamid Beis. We're about to learn the gemara in 1 minute. But Shchit is ksheir bizar. So when it says vayishchatu ha-pasach, the assumption is that these were non-koyhanim that did the shchita. Then it says vayizriku ha-koyhanim miyot, that the koyhanim went and they did the zrika and they took the dam from them. Who's them? The ones that did the shchita. Who did the shchita? The Zorim did the shchita. That means the koyhanim, when they did the zrika, they took the dam from the non-koyhanim. Now, what's the avoida that's done right before the zrika? The halacha. Shchita kabal halacha zrika. So it sounds like, who did the halacha? It sounds like the zars did the halacha. So the question was, is halacha kshair bazar? It's poshet. From the fact that the kayhanim did the zrika after receiving the handoff from the zars, how do you know that the zars? Because it's the ones that did the shchita, and shchita is kshair bazar. So we're assuming that the shchita was done by zars. A very interesting assumption. But that's what we're assuming. So if that's the case, mikra misayeni, I have a makar, that halacha is going to be kshair bazar. Rav Sheish, that's the kasha from a braisa zar va'oinen shikir ubamum bekabala b'halacha bezrika pasal. So a zar, someone that's not a kohen, that's what we need. An oinen, you know what an oinen is, rachmana litzlan. Shikr is very self-explanatory. A balmum. All of these psulim are possible when it comes to Kabbalah, Halacha, and Zrika. V'chein yoyshe, v'chein smile. And the same is true if somebody is sitting while he did the Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika. How do you do Halacha if you're sitting? Hashata siyad, maybe. Right, we'll see more about this tomorrow. V'chein smile. Or if it's done with the left hand. All these things are going to be possible. But what do you see from here? You see pretty clearly that Halacha is included in one of the avoidas that is possible. Zar zok, the Gemara tiyufta l'cheritz, checkmate. But the Gemara says no. For a chizda krakama, how's it possible? Rav Chizda had a pasuk. You can't just dismiss Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda has a pasuk. So the Gemara says, I don't know what the guy said. Raya is David, Maisa Itztava. It could be the Zor in that pasuk in Divrei Hayom never actually moved the dam. They didn't move it even 1 centimeter. They didn't do the halacha. What did they do? They were just there as an Itztava. They were just holding it. Rashi says they didn't even hand it off. They were literally there like an itztava. That's what they're there. They're a pole. They're a beam. They're a piece of furniture. That's all they are. But the point is that, yeah, they did the shchita. Kehanim did the Kabbalah. And they said, sir, do you mind giving me a hand? Azayv Tazayv, can you hold this for a second? You have to stand like a goylem, literally. You're holding it. You can't do anything. Your mamas, you can't even twitch. You can't breathe. So right now, you're holding it. And then when it comes time to do the halacha, kayhanim took it, and then you gave it to him again. And ultimately, when it came time to do the zrika, so you had this zar who was standing there holding the mizruk, this klisharis that had the dam inside, from where the kayhan went and took it to go ahead and do the zrika. Right? The pasuk doesn't even say that the zar gave it to the kayhan. What is it? Vayisriku ha-kayhanim miyadam. They did the zrika. They had taken it from their hands. All they did was a nitzvah ba'alma, Rav Chizah's raya, it's nishkein raya. In fact, it's tufta the Rav Chizah, because it's a mefurish b'raisa. So the Gemara, Rabbi Rabbi Yosef both said, halacha bizar. You want to know what the halacha is regarding? Halacha bizar, right? This was a bayish shayla that he told the Rav Chizah to ask Rav Chizah. Ultimately, we have a tufta the Rav Chizah. But Rabbi Rabbi Yosef both said, I'm going to tell you what I think. That is placed to halacha bizar, machlekes Rav Shimon Rabbanon. It's a machlekes Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Which Rav Shimon Rabbanon? That Rav Shimon and Rabbanon. Rav Shimon, Dom Ravid, the Shavshal of Atal Lavavoy, the coin Rav Shimon that holds that an Avoida that you're able to be Mavatal is Nishkein Avoida, right? Rav Shimon who holds that a Machshava Hapiseles when it comes to Hilocha is Nitkein Machshava Hapiseles because it's Efshabal Hiloch. Well, if it's not an Avoida, Ksheir Bazaar, the Rabbanon, but according to the Rabbanon, the fact that you can live without it is neither here nor there, and it's for that reason Psula. It is going to be possible. If Machshav is going to possible, it's going to be possible as well. So Rabbi Rabbi Yitzhak both said something very mistaber. They said, I don't know, to me, you want to know if to be Ksheir Bazaar or Psul Bazaar? Could you live without it? Could you not live without it? Or does you being able to live without it impact its halachic status or not impact its halachic status? By the way, those two neschois that we just mentioned are two lishoinus in the rishoinim in terms of how you have to understand Pash Pshan in this Gemara. We're not going to go into this. But the bottom line is, said Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, to me, l'chair, it's totally in this machloik is between Rabbi Shimon and the Rabbanon. According to Rabbi Shimon, that you can live without Hilach, and it's for that reason there's no machshava pisalas. So lav avoid, it's going to be ksher bizar. According to the Chachamim, that, what are the two nuskais? I can live without Eilacha, but I don't care. Or maybe the Chachamim Shita is, I can live without Eilacha. You have to figure out a way to make Eilacha. Right, till now we've been talking about Shita's Rabshon. We haven't even discussed Shita's Rabbanon. Maybe tomorrow. But the bottom line is, then, it's a regular Avayda. It's no different than, right, Shita, Kabbalah, and Zrika. Again, either because, just because I can live without Eilacha, the Rabbanon don't seem to care in the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, or because the Rabbanon Shita happens to be that you can't live without Eilacha. But either way, says the Gemara, in Rav Shimon you see some leakage when it comes to Eilacha in terms of treating it like a proper Avoida. In the Chum you don't see it. It's a tiny drab Rav Yosef. I think whether or not it's Ksheir Bazar, Psul Bazar, should be telling this Machlokes. So Omar, so usually Aleph Lamed is Omar Le, right? But over here it's not Omar Le, because he's talking to Rabbi and Rav Yosef. L'chaira. Right? We know Abai always talks to Rabbi, always talks to Rav Yosef. And it's Rabbi, Rav Yosef, Amir Chavayo. So it's Omar Lehu or Omar Lehem, whatever the proper Aramaic grammar is. But either way, Omar Lehu Abaya. So Abaya told them, right? It's not Amalek. We're talking to two people, not one person. Some of the Abaya, I said, Voshchita, I'm going to ask you a kasha, da avoida, shi have shalavatla. Shchita is an avoida that you can't live without. Uksheira bizarre. And still you see, it's Ksheira bizarre. I mean, you can't tell me that this machlokes Rav Shimon and the Chachamim is the hachra when it comes to should it be kosher bazaar or not kosher bazaar? Because I have a pircha on it. My pircha is shchita, everybody agrees that you can't live without. Shchita, everybody agrees the machshava is going to pasel. Yet, shchita, we know it's ksher bazaar. It's a mishnah later. It's kosher 101. So, shchita, we know it's ksher bazaar. So, you see, whether or not the machshava pasels, whether or not I can or can't live without it, is neither here nor there when it comes to determining whether it's going to be ksher bazaar or it's going to be psula bazaar. So, this was about is Grace Kasha. So the Gemara says, Amru Le, that's the way you read this Alv Lamed. Amru Le, they told him, Shchita, don't tell so Shchita. You want to know why Shchita is Ksher Bazar? Because Shchita Lav Avoide, because Shchita is not, no Shchita is no Shaiches. Shchita Lav Avoide, that's why it's Ksher Bazar. Hoylocha is Zichar and Avoide. The Shail is an Ailocha, I can live, is an Avoide, I can live without, not an Avoide, I can live without. Does that impact Machshava? Does that impact Machshava? Abba. Avoida it is. And being that it's an avoida, therefore there's makom to say that for sure it would be psula bizar. I think it's totally the machleik, it's Reb Shimon the Chachamim. But shchit is not a good sushta because shchit is just different. Shchit is just different. Shchita ksher bazar. Now, in as much as shchit is ksher bazar, we just said that when it comes to shchita, the machshav is pasul. It's lav avoida here, yet it's treated more like an avoida than halacha is. Let's say I leave it to Rav Shimon. So yeah, this is one of the mysteries of kachim, something that really requires a good hagdara. But the bottom line is, Abaya was told by his two rabbein, Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, don't shtal zu shchita because shchita lav avoida. But the Gemara says, v'loy, is that true? Shchita lav avoida. V'amar Rav Zeira said, Amar Rav in the name of Rav, shchitas para bizar psula. That the shchita of the para aduma was pasul bazar. So if it's pasul bazar, must be it's some form of avoida, right? It has to be it's some form of avoida. Now, Reb Zeira is the Gemara questioning whether Shechita is Kshera Bazaar ordinarily? No, it can't be. Everyone knows Shechita, it's Mishnayis. It's always Kasha Bazaar. But to dismiss Shechita as not being an Avoida at all, by virtue of the fact that it's just Kshera Bazaar, thus it's not an Avoida, that's an oversimplification of Shechita. Because you see, Shechita's Para is Bazaar Psula. Wouldn't that mean that on some level it's considered a Avoida? Says the Gemara of Amar Rav. Rav said, "Allah's of the Chukaksiba." That the reason that Shechita Spara Bazar is Psula is because it says Allah's. All right, if you look in the pasuk in the Torah in Parshas Chukas, when the Torah says that you have to do the Shechita the Paraduma, it says who did the Shechita? It said Allah's, who was the Skan Kohen Gadol, by the way. But the bottom at the time, right? So the Kohen had to do it, and it says Chukah. And what does Chukah mean? Chukah means that whatever it says in the Parsha of the Parah Aduma is Ma'akif. But the bottom line is, you see, Shechita's Parah Bazar is Psula. The Gemara says, Shani Parah, that's not a Kasha, that's a whole different Indian. The Kachi Bet HaKabayasi. Because the Parah Aduma is Kachi Bet HaKabayasi. It's not even Kachi Mizbeach. Right? The Parah Aduma didn't go on the Mizbeach. Where was that Krav of the Parah Aduma? It was on Haramishcha, right? It was on Harazesim. It never even went on the Mizbeach. So that's a whole different Sugya. You're right. It's true. Over there, the Shechita requires a Kayin, but not because Shechita's Be'etzim and Avoida. Because that's already a whole different. But the Gemara says, Valav Kol Dechenu, right? That in English means Valav See, you tell me that when it comes to the Parah Adum, it's not Kodshe Mizbeach because it never went on the Mizbeach. So over there, Shechita is an Avoida. But by Kodshe Mizbeach, it's not an Avoida. Right, if anything, when you're dealing with Bet HaGabayis, you're not even thinking in terms of Avoida. We're thinking of the Mizbeach. That's when you're thinking in terms of Avoida. So shouldn't it be a Kavu Chaymer? I'm Rav Sheish, it's Breid Rav Yidi. He says, no, you're not understanding the Lomdus. Midi Dahavi Amaris Negoim. When we say that you need a Koyin to do the Shechita, the Parah Adum, it's for the same reason that you need a Koyin when it comes to Maris Nagat, right? Tazriya Mitzayra, it requires a Koyin. A Koyin has to be, you don't go to a doctor, you go to a Koyin. The Koyin has to be the one that presides over it. Now, the Lav Avoidi, that's certainly not an Avoida. Yeru Bayu Kuna requires Kuna. So it's in the same vein that Shechita of the Paraduma is also Tzlav Avoidi, it requires Kuna. But the Oilam Shechita is never an Avoidi. But the Gemara asks another Kasha. Vare Hoylochas Evarim Lekevesh. The Avoidi Shef Shalabatlihi. Taking the Evarim to the Kevesh for the Haktara. That was an Avoidi Shef Shalabatla. Why is an Avoidi Shef Shalabatla? Well, first of all, Haktara itself is Efshel of Atla. You don't even need Haktara. So if you don't need Haktara, then on some level it's Efshel of Atla. But Rashi says even more Pashit. You could have done the Hefshet and Ituach. You can do everything you need to do with the carbon right next to the Mizbeach, right? Just do it by the Mizbeach. And if you're going to do it, Eitzalah Mizbeach. So that in and of itself would make it a situation where you don't have to do the Ilach. Yeru Psul Bazar. But we know it's possible Bazar. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Vehikra HaKoyin is HaKoyil. Vehikter HaMizbeach of Amar. What does it mean? Vehikra HaKoyin. It means halachas avarim lekevesh. So what do you see from here? You see clearly that even if you're dealing with an avoida, that's efshel avatla, so it's going to be psula bazar. Who's this akash on? And Rabbi Rabbi Yosef said that according to Rabbi Shimon, halacha, being that it's efshel avatla, is going to be ksheir bazar. Freit the Gemara, akash. Why is halachas hadam different than the halacha of avarim and the pedarim, where the halacha is that it's puzzle bizarre, even though it's a avoida that you don't have to necessarily do. So the Gemara says, Hecha the gully gully, the Hecha the loy gully. It's true. You see from Halacha Sevarim a pircha on what Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef are saying is Pshan or Rabbi Shimon. But at the end of the day, it's Xeris HaKosef. The Torah says, Vehikr Vakoyan. And Vehikr means Halacha Sevarim. As opposed to Baidam, you don't have such Xeris HaKosef there, it's not going to apply. But the Gemara says, Valav kol dechenu, Uma Halacha Sevarim lekevesh, the loy ma'ak for kapara, Bayu kuhuna. Isn't it a kol? Meaning at the end of the day, if there's a hecha the gully gully, there's a gzeres akosef that says the hilacha of the evarim, even though it's not necessarily. But at the same time, even according to Rav Shimon, everyone's going to be moed that the halach is it's going to require a koin. Then kol shkein, it should be true for the halachas adam. They're both hilacha, but hilachas dam is more important than hilachas evarim. Why? Because the hilachas evarim lekevesh is not ma'akiv kapar, because the evarim themselves are not ma'akiv kapar. And even there, you're telling me bayikun it's a pasuk in the Torah. So hilachas dam the ma'akiv kapar like kol shkein. And therefore, the Gemara Tainis, it just can't be. So at the end of the day, if you find that even a Halacha Sevarim, which is definitely something you can live without, The halacha says pasul bazar. Certainly, halacha is not pasul bazar. Even alibid Rav Shimon. It mar nami. The Gemara says Amar ula Amar Rabbi Loza halacha bazar psula afilu Rav Shimon. It's a mafurish Gemara. Halacha is going to be pasul bazar afilu alibid Rav Shimon. So what was this last part of the Gemara? This last part of the Gemara was handling whether or not halacha is ksheir bazar or halacha is going to be psula bazar. First glance, it seems like an often a pasuk in Divrei Hayom and Beis Perak Lamedei pasuk it out. Maybe all the Zohar was doing over there was a Maisa Itztaba. Then Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef wanted to be toiled in the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon the Chachamim. Sounds very, very geschmack. Meaning if you could live without it, or if living without it matters to the point that a Machshava wouldn't possible, maybe it should be Ksheir Bazar. If not, not. Shchita seems to be a pircha on that. Shchita Avavoydi. Shchita is a whole different deal. Shchita is just Bechlal Avavoydi. I buy Par Aduma. Yeah, then you need a coin. The same we need a coin, but Maris Nagam. There's no sheiches to the avoyda shaboy that being mechayev. But at the end of the day, the Gemara says that it can't be that Alibi the Reb Shimon, because halacha is not something you need, and you find even a machshava wouldn't pass by halacha. So therefore, it should be ksheir bazar, because halacha is a varim you certainly don't need, and it's a mefurish apostik, vehikriv hakoyen, es hakoyel, vehikter hamizbecha, v'amma maris, v'halacha is a varim lekevish. So you see clearly that's something that you need, and meaning, you need to have a koyin. Well, if you have to have a koyin when it comes to ilachas evarim, so too you'd have to have a koyin. It's a kolshkein when it comes to ilachas dam, and that was the itmar nami. Itmar nami, amar ula, amar abalazar, ilacha bazar, psula, afilo lirab shemen. So, as it relates to raid, one ha'ara regarding shchita lava voidehi. Now, to be clear, the topic of shchita lava voidehi is a topic that comes up a lot in Masechta Zvachim, but it's also a topic that comes up in Shar Mekoymos, in Talmud Bavli, and it's something that we've spoken about many times over the years, about the aim based medrash b'loi chiddush. And Be'ezer Hashem, over the next few dafin, I think it's kedai and geshmak, to talk about different aras related to this noise of shchita Lav Avoidehi. The Chassam Sofer in a Tshuva, and this is in Yerideya, Tshuva Samachtes, he brings a Kushya Nifla, B'Shem Kadmoinim, and it's a Kushya that's very much related to the Sugi that we're learning, Shchita Lav Avoidehi, and it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. The Gemara Masechtas Brachas, Daf Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, says that Chana, of Maftar Chana fame, after she was benched with a child, Shmuel. So she's standing in front of Eli, and she tells Eli the immortal words, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti, says the Gemara. What's the rest of the story? Why did Chana say, El Hanar Hazeh Hispalalti? Rabbi Loza said, Shmuel Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi Hoy. Because Shmuel was a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. Shemem, the Pasuk says, Vayishchatu Es Hapar, Vayaviu Es Hanar El Eli. They shechted the par, and immediately afterwards, they brought the child, as in Shmuel, to Eli. Says the Gemara, Mishum de vayishchatu es apar heviu anar al Eli. What's the connection between these two ideas? El omelam Eli. Eli told the Koyanim, Kiru Koyin, go call a Koyin, leisiv ilishchay. So he should come and he should do the Shechita. There was a par that needed to be brought. And Eli was looking for a Koyin to do the Shechita on the par. Chazinu Shmuel, so Shmuel, it's a little boy, and he sees the Havim Mahadri Basa Koyin Lamishchat, that they're trying to find a coin to do the shechita. Amalahu, so Shmuel told the chevra, Lomaluchu laduri basa kain lamishchat. Why are you looking for a coin to do the shechita? Shechita b'gzar ksheira. Shechita is kasha with a zar. I saw the kamei de Eli. So they told Shmuel, really? We don't know. Let's hear what Eli has to say. So they bring Shmuel in front of Eli. Amalei, so Eli tells Shmuel, minalacha, how do you know this? Amalei, so he told him, miksiv, v'shachat ha-koyin. Tell me, does it say anywhere in the Torah, v'shachat ha-koyin? You know where the Torah starts talking about Koyanim. It says, V'hekrivu ha-Koyanim, mi-Kabbalah ve'elach, mitzvah skuna. From there you see that it's from the Kabbalah moving forward that you need to have a Koyan. But the Shechita did not. In fact, mikan l'Shechita k'sheir bazar. So when Eli heard Shmuel's Chiddush, that Shechita is k'sheir bazar, he said, Mei m'shapa ka'amra. You're saying very good. Mi u'moira halacha b'fnei rabbechat. But you're moira halacha b'fnei rabbi. V'chala moira halacha b'fnei rabbi chaya miso. And any person that's moira halacha b'fnei rabbi is chaya miso. And Shmuel was gepaskin that he was going to have to die because of the fact that it was Moira Halacha Befnei Eli, he said Shechitin Ksheir Bazar, and it was done in the presence of the God Al-Adar, it was done in the presence of Eli. Says the Gemara, Asi Chana, when Chana heard that they want to kill her son, she came because Savcha Kameh, she started crying and screaming. She said, Ani O Isha, Ani Tzeves Imcha Bezeh. He says, you remember who I am? I'm that woman that didn't have a child, and you gave a bracha that I'm going to have a child. This is the child. This is the child. You can't take this child away. Amalah said, Eli said, Shifki Li, De Enche. He says, no, I'm going to punish this child. I'm going to daven for you. You're going to have another child. That child's going to be even better. Amralesa, she said, and here's the punchline of this Maimur Chazal. Elanar Hazeh Ispalalti. This is the child that I daven for. And because this is the child that I daven for, I'm not giving up this child for anybody, even for a child that's better. The Mashal, parenthetically, says on this Gemara, what was the punchline? Elanar Hazeh Ispalalti. She's telling Eli, Eli, you're promising me a child that's going to be bigger than this child. He says, you don't understand. This child's an Oiske Beit and a kind. He said, you know how many tefillas and how many tears I cried for this child? There's no child that you could give me like this that's going to outsteig a child that came through tears. This is a child that came through tefillah. This is a child that came through demois. This child's an Oiske Beit and a kind. There's no child you can give me that's going to be able to outshine this child. But either way, this is Rabbi Loza's memra on this Gemara, Brachas Lamed Aleph from Beis. It's kedai to mention that if you go through the Pesukim inside, there's no remnus to this, right? So if you were holding by Maftachana, you didn't see this story anywhere. In fact, what you saw was that Chana didn't have any children, and Penina had children, and then finally Chana was benched with a child because Eli was Chayshah B'Ksherim, Shikaira K'Sherim. Gives her this bracha, and even though the family used to go b'yoyle regal, they used to go fiyantiv always to the Makam HaMikdash, it wasn't a Mikdash, it was Shiloh, right? That's where it was. It was Mishkan Shiloh. But the point is, they used to go Miyamim Yomima, that was always the minik, but she waited until Shmuel got a little bit older, she wasn't nursing her child anymore, and then she finally went. And the Pasuk says that when she went up, so it says, Vataleu ima, Kasha Gimalatu Beparim Shloisha Ve'efa Achas Kemach Ve'nevel Yayin Vativieu Beis Hashem Shiluv Anar Nar. She came to bring a gift, right? That's what she was coming to do. She's coming to be Makritoiv for this incredible gift that she was given by Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is her proverbial Karban Toida. And the Pasuk then says, Vayishchatu Asapar, they did the Shchita, Vayaviu Asanar El Eli, Vatoimer Bi Adoni Chein Nafshecha Adoini, ani o ishi ani tzeves imcha bozel v'spalal Hashem, l'anar hazeh spalalti, v'yitin Hashem li eshei losi asher sha'alti me'imoy, v'gam anoichi ishaltiu l'Hashem kol hayomim, and I want you to have the child. There's no remnants over here being Meir Alach Leifin Rabbi. It's a beautiful ending to what begins as a very, very heartbreaking story, which he just comes to be makatoy. But Rabbi Loza was picking up on this pasuk, v'yishchatu es hapor, v'yaviu es anar aleli. The juxtaposition of those two ideas just seem at first glance to have no shaykhis one to the other, and that's where Chazal took out Vayishchatu Asapar. Something happened by Vayishchatu Asapar. Vayaviu Asanar Aleli, and now all of a sudden he's being judged, and they decide he's Chayav Misa, and she hears about this, and she says, Ani Yoisha, Ani Tzeve Simcha Bozel, Espalo El Hashem, El Anar Ezeh, Espalalti, etc., etc. But anyway, this is the Gemara Masech, this Brachas Daf Lamed Aleph, on the base, that Shmuel was Chayiv Misa because he was Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi. So the Chasam Sofer brings in Yeridei Simon Samech Tes that Makshim Ha'olam, the Welt asks Akasha, that why was Shmuel a Meira Halacha Bifnei Rabbi? L'chayra, by Shmuel telling Eli that you don't need to be a Kohen to do the Shechita, and Shechita Ksheir Bazar, he was really stopping Eli from causing a grave sin to be committed. What's that grave sin? The Rambam, in the very, very end of Hilchis Kalayim, says, Kehanim shalavshu bigdei kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Kehanim that wear bigdei kuhuna shaloi b'shas avoida. Afilu b'miktosh, even if they're in the base hamiktosh loiken, they get malchus. Mipnei ha'avne, because they're wearing the avne, shahu kalayim, and that was made up of kalayim. V'loi hutru boi ela b'shas avoida, shehi mitzvah sasei k'maya tzitzis. One of the begodim that the Kehanim used to wear was the avne. The avne had in it kalayim. Says the Rambam, if a kohen would wear his bigdei kuhuna shaloi being that one of the big daikun is the gartel, and the gartel has kalayim in it, it has shatnes, he would get loika. The reason he would get loika is because he's being over the iser kalayim. So Frank developed, if that's the case, Eli thought that shchita had to be done by a kohen. If shchita had to be done by a kohen, Kayim was going to do it,
and naturally he was going to wear the Bigdei Kahuna, because Bizman She Bigdei Amaleim Kunasan Aleim. Otherwise, he's a Mechus of a Godim. It's not as it's going to be possible. So when Eli's Das, that Shechita is really an Avodah, a Kayin is going to do the Shechita, he's going to do it wearing the Begadim. Lefiyah MS, Shechita Lav Avodahi. And because Shechita Lav Avodahi, it comes at its Ksheir Bazaar. But here's the point. If Shechita Lav Avodahi, then even if a Kayin does it, a Kayin can't be wearing the Bigdei Kahuna. Because Shechita is not an Avodah. If it's not an Avodah, the Kayin and is wearing his Bigdei Kahuna Shalei B'Shas Avodah. And if he does that, he's over a lav of Kelayim. In fact, he's even Chayim Malkus. So if that's the case, what emerges is that when Shmuel said, Shechita Ksheir Bazaar, no way, don't have a Kayin, what he's doing is he's being Meineah. He's being Meineah Eli from causing this terrible Avera. And we know the Gemara says in Erevin, Samech Beis, and it's Kapaskin in Shulchan Aruch, that even though there's an issa to be Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi, Obala Frushe Mei Surah, you're allowed to be Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. So the Chassam Sofer says that Makshama Oilam Akushi Neflo, why was Shmuel considered a Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi? It was La Frushe Mei Surah. Because Eli thought that Shechita was an Avoid, that as a result, it required a Kayin with Big Day Kahuna. And if that's the case, the Kayhanim, Lefiyah MS, we're going to be wearing Bigdei Kahuna, Shalei B'Shas Avodah, and the Rambam Shita is that it's us. Now, the Rambam, it's Chaylik, by the way. But that is the Shita Sarambam. The Shita Sarambam is that a Kohen is not allowed to wear Bigdei Kahuna, Shalei B'Shas Avodah. If that's the case, Shmuel was a La'afrusha Me'isura, and when it's La'afrusha Me'isura, there's no problem. There's no problem of being Moira Alocha Bifnei Rabbi. Parenthetically, in that tshuva from the Chassam Sofer says, V'zei yomim loy kabirim hikshani talmud echad. He brings a kasha that he heard from a Talmud, that's me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan. The Mishnah says, Masech tis gitin daf nun dalad on a beis, kayhanim shepiglu b'mikdash mezidin chayofen. A coin that has a machshev as pigle in the beis ha'mikdash b'mezid is gibi chay. This comes up in the sugya of Hezek. Nicker has a she'enei nicker, but it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Akayhanim shapiglu b'miktosh b'meizet are going to be chayef." So the Talmud asked the Chassam Sofer, "Why akayhanim shapiglu b'miktosh b'meizet chayef?" Avifel, the avoida that was done was a pasul avoida. So it comes out it was really not an avoida. If it wasn't an avoida, that means the kayhanim that were wearing the big day kahuna, the kayhanim that were wearing the avneit, were wearing kalaim shalei b'shas avoida. If they wear the kalaim shalei b'shas avoida, the overlap which is chayef malchus, and we know the rule, you're not like a mashalim. So the Chassam Sofer says, "Me'inyan le'inyan ba'isa inyan." I heard a very similar kasha, very gishmak kasha from one of my talmidim. Kayhanim shapiglu b'miktash mezid and chayavim. Why is that not a problem? Ve'ina loike mashalim. But either way, this is the kasha that the Chassam Sofer brings. That makshem oilam. If you want other ma'ar makomis for this kasha, the Malbim in his Artzis Achayim asks this kasha, and in the Binyan Ariel, this is already pre the Chassam Sofer. In the Binyan Ariel, al atayra in Parshas Vayikra, he has a whole arichas on this kasha as well. But this was a Veltz kasha. So I saw many years ago in the Sefer Chavetzel Sasharin in Parshas Vayikra, he brings a mahalach that's based on Torah from the Rogach of a Goyen and the Kozhagl of a Goyen. So two tremendous Iluyim, two tremendous Goyenim, Shneim Nischavnu l'mahalach Echad. Now I just want to be makdim. This mahalach is a very, very mechudish thing, a mahalach, and it's Dover Pella, but at the same time, two Ga'oinim, and as we'll see soon, a third as well, went with this Mahalach to try to answer this Kasha, but I think it's Kedai just to be Makdamit for 1 second. And that is another classic Maramakim in the Sugya of Shechita Ksheir Bazaar that we've spoken about over the years is a Rashi Mesechtes Yevamis, Daflamid Gimel Amid Beis. The Gemara over there is discussing the Halach of Enes Echal Al Eser. And it says, quote, Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos, a Zor that does the Avoida on Shabbos, Yesh Kan Mishum Zoris U Mishum Shabbos. He's over two Yisurim. He's over the fact that he's a Zor that did the Avoida. A Zohar has no business doing the Avoida. Additionally, he's over the fact that he did the Avoida on Shabbos. And you're not allowed to be doing Avoida on Shabbos. So Zohar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos is over Issa Zohar's and he's over Issa Shabbos. Freit the Gemara. Zohar Sheshimesh B'Shabbos B'Mai. What is the case? Which Avoida did he do? I B'Shchita, and this feels like literally a Gemara that we've learned in the last 10 days. I B'Shchita is a talking about with the Zohar did Shchita, Shchita B'Zar Ksheira. Shchita is Kasha B'Zar. I B'Kabbalah V'Hilacha, if it was Kabbalah V'Hilacha,
the Baalmahu, then where's the Isser Shabbos, right? All you're doing is carrying blood. In the worst case scenario, it would be Muktzah, maybe. But more than that, it's not going to be. Ibe Haktara. Maybe it's talking about where he did the Haktara. Zar's not allowed to do the Haktara. Haktara involves Shabbos. But that's telling the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi, whether Havara Lelav Yotzes or Havara is Lechalik Yotzes. So the Gemara comes out with a case. It's talking about where he shechted the par that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to bring on Yom Kippur. Oh, I kimped in the Gemara. We just really need the first line of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Zor Sheshimesh, that he's Chayim Mishum Zoris, and he's Chayim Mishum Shabbos. What's the case? Ibe Shchita, is it talking about where he shechted? Shchita Bezor Ksheira, Zok Teilegar Rashi. What does it mean, Shchita Bezor Ksheira? There ain't can Zaros. There's no Zaros. Why is there no Zaros? Because Shchita is Ksheira Bezor. So he's allowed to do it. Fekta Shara Melech. Why did Rashi say, Shchita Bezor Ksheira, the Inkan Zaros? He should have said better. He should have said, Shchita Begzor Sheira, the Inkan Zaros. I mean that there's no Zaros, there's no Shabbos either. What would be the Isser Shabbos if a Zor does the Avoida on Shabbos? It's because he's not allowed to do the Avoida. And being that he's not allowed to do the Avoida, so for him it's a Chil Shabbos. Right, Koyin, who's allowed to do the Avoida, that's Mechal Shabbos, is not being Mechal Shabbos. But a Zor who's not allowed to do the Avoida, if he does the Avoida on Shabbos, he is being Mechal Shabbos. So, Freak the Shara Melech, Vazak Rashi, that if the Zor Sheshimesh B'Shabbos was Shchita, it can't be why. Because you're telling me Chayiv for Shabbos and Chayiv for Zaros. And Ein Kan Zaros, because Shchita Ksher Bazar, it's not just Ein Kan Zaros, it's Ein Kan Zaros, the Ein Kan Shabbos. Because Avivel Shchita Ksher Bazar, it does give a kosher Shchita. So Shara Melech said that you see from this Rashi a Dover Nifla. And that is that although it's true that Shchita is Ksher Bazar, but on Shabbos, a Zor would not be allowed to do the Shechita. On Shabbos, you would need a Kohen to do the Shechita. So it's true that Shechita is Ksheira Bazar. But it's Dafka on Shabbos. It's Dafka during the week. But on Shabbos, then the Kohen would have to do the Shechita. And the question is, why? What's the Chilek? What's the Chilek? The Kama Kumas in the Shtabru, to explain and to be Miyashev, the Svara of Rashi, Kafi the way that the Shara Melech was Medayek. So enter now the Goyim. Said the Kasha Glover Goyim. And said the Rogat Shava Goyim. That Yesh Loimer. That in as much as it's true that the Gemara says that Shechita Lava Avoidehi, that just means that Shechita is Ksher Bazar. And if a Zar wants to go ahead and do the Shechita, that in itself is going to be okay. A Bahamiya, if a Koyin is going to be the one that's going to do the Shechita, then the Shechita is going to be an Avoida. And then it's Taker going to be considered an Avoida. Shechita Lava Avoidehi, when it's not a Koyin that's doing it, it's Ksher Bazar. But if a Kohen does it, now it takes on a new definition. And now already it is going to be considered an Avoida. Dozok Rashi, that the only time Shechita is kosher on Shabbos is if it's an Avoida. If a Zor does the Shechita, it's not an Avoida. Being that it's not an Avoida, so therefore it's not going to be kosher on Shabbos. So Shechita Bizar, Kshera is a reason for Inkan Zaros. But at the same time, to tell me that Inkan Shabbos, no. Because the Shechita that's kosher on Shabbos is only the Shechita that's an Avoida. And a Zor Shechita is nish kein Avoida. But when a Kohen does the Shechita, then it is an Avoida. And being that when the Kohen does the Shechita, it's an Avoida. So it's for that reason it's gonna be okay. So said the Goyim, the Fizeh, we can be Meyashiv, the Kushya Sa'olam. The Kushya Sa'olam that the Chassam Sofer brings in every day, Simon Samech Tess, that we said the Malbim Mass and Arzachayim, it comes right from the beginning of Ariel and Pashas Vayikra. That why was Shmuel Amir Allah Bifnei Rabbi? It was Lafrusha Meyasura. He was saving this terrible Isser. Because the Fi Eli, that Shechita requires a Kohen, so Kohen was gonna do it. He was gonna do it with the Big Day Kuna, and Avifel, he was gonna do it with the Big Day Kuna. It's gonna come out that he's wearing the Gartel, Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, for which you're gonna be Chayiv Malkus. So right now you're saving it from doing an Aveira. The Teretz is, no, if a Kohen does the Shechita, the Kohen does the Shechita, it is an Avoida. If it's an Avoida, then he wears the Begadim. It's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. If it's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, maybe he even has to wear the Begadim. But it's certainly not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida. And being that it's not Shaloi B'Shas Avoida, so what's going to come out is, it is no Lafrusha Meisur. It's for that reason we view him as a Moira Aloch B'Fnei Rabbi. And being that he's a Moira Aloch B'Fnei Rabbi, so it's for that reason that he's going to be Chaya Misa. That is the Yishuv to this Weltskasha. One Maram Makim that's Kedait the Shtel Tzu, that is the Achroinim all are Mitzayin, a Peladigit Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayis. Now this Rambam is in Pirish HaMishnayis in Masechtas Erevin. It's at the very, very end of Masechtas Erevin, where the Mishnah is discussing a halacha regarding Ein Shvus B'Mikdash. So it says as follows, Koyin Shalaka Betzboy, a Koyin that has a wound on his finger, Koyruch Olav Gemi B'Mikdash. If he's in the base of Mikdash, he could put a bandage on it. There's no inyun of refuah b'Shabbos. There's no hilchah Shabbos issue. If you're in the Medina, then already it's not going to be okay. Says the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, Gemi hu gamo. Ubekan diber bedover hayadua ki agama moyo lemaka. Right? The Rambam's a doctor, in addition to being the Rambam, and he says this is something that works. V'yeshloi lekoishroi bechatichas beget. Says the Rambam that when the kohen did this, he should be kosher with a piece of a beged. V'yavoid, and he could do the avoida. V'lo yifso laavoida betoisefes oisa habeged. But just make sure, says the Rambam, that this bandage shouldn't be in between your skin and the mizrak, from where you did the zrika, or it shouldn't be between your hand and the knife while you're doing the avoida. So the Achronim asked on this Rambam. The Rambam was sensitive in this Mishnah, talk about talked away, in this Mishnah, in Soif Mesechtes Erevin, to a chatzitza. Because of this halacha, kain shalaka b'etzbay karechal gemi b'mikdash, because of ancient was b'mikdash. So, but beik shor b'chatzitzah. When do you have to be careful? Be careful when you do this rika. There should be no chatzitzah on the mizrak, and be careful when you do the shchita. There should be no chatzitzah between you and the sakin. It's a bishlam in the mizrak. That's a zrika. That's an avoida. There can't be a chatzitzah by an avoida. That's halacha in kachem. But shchita lav avoidi. So shchita lav avoidi. What's going on over here? The tyrant says it's a kohen. Kohen shalaka b'etzbay. Meret kohen. Oh, kohen does the avoida. Now the emphasis again, this is all very, very geschmack. But like we mentioned, it's very, very mechudeshtik, right? It's very, very mechudeshtik. Of the Ein Beis Medrash Beloi Chiddush, we already spoke out a Chiddush. This Rambam Pirush HaMishnayos says a Chiddush. But the Ein Beis Medrash with that one more Chiddush, and that is, I saw in the Sefer Avoy Van from Reb Luzer Rubin. So he has a little bit of a schmooze on this topic. And on page Kuf Nun Zayin, it's on today's Daf Yud Dalet Amud Beis, he brings an excerpt from the Sefer Mishmar HaLevi, that's from Rav Schulzinger, and this is in Rav Schulzinger's Sefer on Masechtas Megillah. So this is tucked away, Ben Benoishal tucked away. But either way, this is what he writes. V'shamati lefnei ke'esrim v'chom yeshanim. He said, I remember Rav Schulzinger talking, this was 25 years ago-ish ago, b'yeshiva Slabotka b'nei Brak. I was in the yeshiva of Slabotka b'nei Brak. B'shir shehigid oz by yeshiva k'foyin moru de kulu tamudo, Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Shmulevitz, zeichet tzadik v'kodesh levracha, roish HaYeshiva HaKdoish Shedemir. So Rav Schulzinger said, I remember it was Be'erach 25 years ago, I heard a shiur from Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi Shmulevitz. He was Rosh Yeshiva of Mir. Shevliya Oz B'nei Imo B'toich HaShir Be'emtza Pilpulei HaZocha Otzim V'anom. This is all Rav Schulzinger talking. B'hai Lishna, he said, quote, Da'lo Yodua She'esh Mailu L'shchitas Koyen. It's Yodua that there's a mile to the Shechit of a Koyin, even though Shechit is Kshay Bezar. May Harashi Yevom Islamid Gimel Amid Beis. Lahavonas Hashar HaMelech. Perik Vav Mibias Mikdash Halacha Yud. Vahabes Halevi, by the way, too. Chelik Beis Amites. Ubezem Miturits Kushis HaMalbin Ala Rambam. With this, it can be Miyashiv, the Kasha of the Malbim Ala Rambam. The Einzel Lafrushe Meisura. The Imkoyin Shoichet Yochel Hulubosh Big De Kuhuna Adkan Lashoinei HaKadosh HaNichmat VaHanom Shalgoyin Rav Chaim Shmulevitz. But I'll call him Rav Chaim Shmulevitz also, the Groisi Eloi, he was Mechavin to this Teretz. He didn't say it from the Rogachava, from the Kajaglava, Eretz Alein Gazak, that based on this Rashi in Yavamis, that you see that as much as Shechit is Ksheir Bazar, but there's an Afkamina between Shechit of a Zohar and Shechit of a Koyin. Where do you see the Nafgemino? On Shabbos you see the Nafgemino. Shechit Gzer B'Zohar, but a Zohar can't do Shechit on Shabbos. A Koyin is allowed to do Shechit on Shabbos. That means the Shechit of a Zohar and the Shechit of a Koyin are not the same. If that's the case, U'bezem Meyushev, Bezem Meyushev Kushiyas Ha'olam. That is no problem Afrushim Eisura, because Avivu the Koyin is going to be doing the Shechit, then already it's going to be different. Now, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz didn't go so far to say that when the Koyin does the Shechit, it's Mamish and Avoyde. He just said that you see from Rashi and Yevamis Islam and Gimel, that there's a nafkamina between the shchit of a zar and the shchit of a chayin. Abu L'chayr, it does mean there that shchit lav avoidehi, that means that a zar is able to do it. A zar could do the shchit, that's a chiddush. But when a chayin does it, it's a whole different shchit. The har raya on Shabbos, that's the biggest raya in the world. That a zar can't do the shchit on Shabbos. The zar shchit is not doicha Shabbos, but the chayin shchit is doicha Shabbos. Again, shchit lav avoidehi, shchit is ksher bizar. But at the same time, when a chayin does the shchit, at that point, it's going to be already a different shechita. Fazoi vayit under a say with such a sharp nusach that when a kohen does the shechita, it's literally going to be considered an avoida. Ubezem yoshev the Kushiyas Ha'olam from Shmuel and Eli, the Gemara Brachas, Taf Lamed Aleph on the base. Bazem Yushev, the Lashon of the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis in the end of Masechtas Erevin. There's a lot more to talk about on this topic. This was Baruch Hashem part 1. Metz Hashem, we'll get to part 2.